This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We did an interview the other day about Wall Street, about why it matters in this economy. Most of the time when you hear that phrase, Wall Street, the reference is to the big banks, the ones that are systemically important and at which most of the post-crisis Dodd-Frank regulations were aimed. The flip side of the big bank coin, though, is the smaller community banking system. And for years, those banks have been worried about Dodd-Frank as well. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has that story.
Chris Martin is sitting in his office at the headquarters of Provident Bank, a community bank in New Jersey. There are some paintings and awards on the wall, and he uses a standing desk.
Just to reduce the level of heart attack.
Otherwise, the CEO's office is sparsely decorated.
One would say that I'm parsimonious, so that would be that special word for being cheap. But we'll spend money to make money.
What he doesn't like is spending money complying with Dodd-Frank.
I will always say, tell me how that helped the market. Tell me how that helped the government. Then I'll be more than willing to say, yeah, that's a good rule. Most of the things that we're doing are, it's busy work.
Since the law went into effect, Provident Bank has hired 4 or 5 people to make sure the bank is complying with various regulations. And the costs are about to go up because Provident is close to a milestone.
We're $9.5 billion in assets.
Once a bank reaches $10 billion in assets, it has to follow more rules under Dodd-Frank. Martin won't say how much compliance has cost so far, but he says the next level of regulations will add $6.5 to $7 million a year. Community banks say it's harder for them to bear these costs than it is for big banks. Professor Lawrence J. White, who teaches economics at the NYU Stern School of Business, says that's true.
To comply with regulation usually involves some fixed costs, like you may need to hire a lawyer.
The smaller the bank, the harder it is to pay that person's salary. The total number of banks in the United States has been dropping for decades because of competition and regulation. And Wayne Abernathy with the American Bankers Association says Dodd-Frank has contributed to that consolidation.
What it means is there's an increased incentive for community banks to merge.
Community banks made about 8% more loans in 2016 than the year before, according to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. But Abernathy says the regulation is stopping them from making loans to people who don't fit a certain mold.
They're making loans to their best customers. That's what the regulators basically will allow them to do. They're less able to make loans to the new firm, to somebody who's credit is not sterling.
Even some bankers say that's kind of the point. The headquarters of Amalgamated Bank, a community bank with $4 billion in commercial assets, is on 7th Avenue in Manhattan, on a block where the footprint of trillion-dollar banks is everywhere. There's a TD Bank, a Bank of America, even a Citibike bike share station around the corner. Keith Mestrich is Amalgamated's CEO.
Let's remember in 2008, part of this was a mortgage crisis that was caused by a lot of people being able to borrow money when they were not really qualified to do it. And I think Dodd-Frank has done a good job of protecting against those kinds of abuses.
Mestrich says because of Dodd-Frank, the bank has more money set aside so it can withstand shocks to the economy.
I think it means that we have slowed down, that we have taken the precautions to make sure that we don't do the riskiest kinds of loans.
It's unclear exactly what Dodd-Frank reform for community banks would look like. Republican lawmakers have proposed changing some rules so they don't apply to smaller banks. Elizabeth Sanders, who teaches government at Cornell, says it'll be hard to get support from Democrats, who might worry that'll open the door to reforms for the big banks.
A lot of people who believe in regulation are going to be scared, and they're going to think, well, better just to obstruct that.
With a Republican majority in Congress, those changes could happen anyway. In New York, I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.